You're listening to one of the most iconic stations in the nation. An American original. Talk Radio 77 WABC and WABCRadio.com.
Once again, we check in with respected market analyst Henry Weingarten, who is seeing a market alert.
Today into August, that is to say from mid-July to August 2025, we are now on market yellow alert. It's something we do only once or twice a year. While markets are comfortable that all will be fine, it is important to note there's a high risk of ignoring this yellow alert and not locking into some long profits or hedging your portfolio. This yellow alert is for the next 3 to 6 weeks. While metals and defense stocks are relatively safe, the markets are increasingly at high risk, both for fundamental reasons and also astrological reasons. Our general view is that we should be investing for 2026 November, and most important, to have the ability to buy if and when markets panic, which they may this month, may not, but they may. You have to be prepared for that. Also, unlike the previous years, there are definite winners and losers, and good stock picking and or trading will greatly outperform index funds, which traditionally have done very well over the last few years, but less so today. So let's take a look first with the bonds. As we get to Wednesday and the CPI and the PPI, tariffs are going to show. Whether they show up this month or whether they show up next month, they will begin to show. So two things are happening when we talk about the U.S. bonds. Our view has been that 0 to 3 rate cuts in 2025. The inflation outlook is very mixed. On the one hand, we have a weak global economy, and you'll see increasing discounting and dynamic pricing. And on the other hand, we have tariff crises on and off, especially August. Additionally, there is much more labor weakness in the market for 5 reasons. First, AI, which will be reducing jobs. Second, robotics, which will be reducing jobs. Dodge, which will be reducing jobs. Labor inflation and a challenged economy. So while there's a 50% chance of Fed action in September and the fair value of bonds, which are roughly in the 435 to 450 range, we have to be very careful here. It is our new forecast that there will be at least 2 Fed drops by the spring of 2026. It may not be in September, although I think there's a good chance of that, and December. But if it not, it will definitely be by the spring. Gold, which we tend to spend a lot of time on, is extremely high, touching 3,400, but its fair value is only about 2,600. Why is that? Primarily because it's trading like a crisis. And should the crisis be reduced, which is a good chance of, or inflation increase, then gold prices will drop. So to some extent, we are hedging ourselves and selling gold, which we did at 3,500. We started selling silver between 38 and 40, although we recognize it could go to 50. But we're hedging this by buying gold and silver stocks, because gold and silver stocks will outperform the physical. And if we're wrong and gold and silver does continue up, then by buying the gold stocks, you will be in a much better shape. So our general view, if you don't like to hedge, is to slowly accumulate on weakness quality stocks in the gold and silver space. Let me give an example of 3 stocks that we like this month that we're looking at, and we think you should at least watch for your portfolio. The first is Vizsla Silver, which has replaced MAG Silver, which was just recently bought out, as our favorite number one silver pick. And why is that? Well, they check all the boxes. Experience, quality management, very rich asset economics. It's well-funded, $200 million, no debt. The location has infrastructure and mining-friendly and exploration upside. Everything you want. And the kicker is, when they go into production in 2 years, the IRR is currently well over 100%. Another company we've been looking at is American Tungsten, because it's potentially a very critical metals and defense play. Obviously, as we get into the next year, a lot of money is going to be put into defense. And if we look at it, the critical metals and tungsten is the number one metal that people are looking at. This is a situation. It's fast-producing mines, and it checks all the boxes for a high-risk exploration play that we like to look at. And our third is a company that we've looked at before, which is Acme United. It's a U.S. manufacturer and global manufacturer that's taking benefits from the onshoring. It's extremely well positioned financially, so it will do well when, unfortunately, a lot of companies will be going into deep trouble, because in distress. They can take advantage of it, as they have in the past. The consumer defensive sector is a very safe haven, and we're concerned that we're going into a global slowdown, especially next year. I was speaking to someone today from Germany who's been laid off in the automotive area. And I said, well, isn't this due to the high energy costs and the war and due to the U.S. tariffs? And the answer is no, it was due to China. And we're going to see a lot of layoffs and a lot of restructuring coming over the next year. Additionally, Acme has the benefit of being a healthcare sector. So there's a lot of companies you can take a look at. We're not suggesting rushing and buying at the moment. We're suggesting watching them. We're suggesting should markets drop in August, then we think it's a good time to start accumulating. If it's a company that you want to have in November 2026. If it's not, as a day trade or a longer trade, then of course you can go long or short the market any day.
Thank you, Henry. Henry Weingarten, a highly respected market analyst based here in New York City.
The number one talk station in the nation, 77 WABC, New York. From Wall Street to Washington to your wallet, you're listening to The Larry Kudlow Show.